is Max and Friends, and thanks for tuning in here on LA Talk Radio. I'm your host, Max Tucci, with my wonderful co-host. Who's my co-host?
Yes, this was Tamara Bowman.
What's up, Tamara Bowman?
Oh, so many good things, Mr. Max. I'm ecstatic. We're back, and we have our inner circle that is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
And it's a new year, new you, right? There's so much going on this year, 2010.
Oh my gosh, I'm excited, Max, because there's so many good things happening.
Now, let's discuss, you know, on the last show, we were talking about 2010. Are you saying 2010 or are you saying 2010?
I'm saying 2010.
I'm saying 2010.
Okay.
It's just preference, so, right?
It's probably because you're on the East Coast.
I'm representing East Coast here. Speaking of East Coast, Tamara, you know, we've got the Mystic, which I love, the Soho International Film Festival coming up in February 18th to the 21st. So that's going to be a great thing. Check out SIFFNYC.com for the Soho International Film Festival of 2010, February 18th to the 21st. And I got to say hi to Michelle, who's the one who set me up with that. Thank you, Michelle, for hitting me up on Twitter. So check that out. But East Coast, West Coast, either coast that you're on, Tamara, I'm freezing on this coast.
You are? Ooh, I'm doing good. I'm warmed up. I'm feeling toasty, juicy, loving.
Okay, are we just giving every sexual adjective tonight?
Well, you know what it is I'm gearing up for my human sexuality workshop that's coming up on January 23rd. Max, I'm so excited. It's all about sensual healing, and I've already got people signed up for it, and I'm ecstatic. We're going to have a great 10-hour day. 10 hours with Tamara Bowman talking about sex.
I want to come.
I want to come. You can come in more ways than one. Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Tamara Bowman, I tell you.
I'll give you some breaks so you can practice what we learned.
Now, is it warm out there or is it cold out there?
You know what? It is warm. It's just right. I mean, it's like about, 70.
Oh, that sounds good. Now, you know, did you hear about the scandalous quote that Bill Clinton said about Obama?
Do share. Tell
us. Okay. So I get this email, I get a Twitter today from Russell Simmons, and it's like, you have to check this out. Bill Clinton, okay, apparently said, in quotes, Clinton on Obama, a few years ago, this guy would have been getting us coffee. And I posted that on Facebook, and it has called such a controversy, whatever the word.
Yes. I'm tired.
But it has just caused a spark in people that pissed them off. Like, how dare Clinton say this about Obama?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Any thoughts on it?
Well, you know what? I'm thinking, because everything's in context, right?
That's right.
So, I mean, here he was bragging at one time about his, you know, it's whether it was going to be his wife or whether it was going to be Obama. And he said, either way, he's going to be a part of history, whether it's the first time in history there's a woman president or whether it's the first time in history there's a black president.
Yeah.
And I know that he was proud of that. And he may have said in that vein, I don't know, but he could have said, you know, a couple years ago, this guy could.
You're right, because Whoopi Goldberg always says there's there's what people report and then the truth, and they're two different. You know, but let's move on. There's going to be a new series on Stars, which is a great station, on Spartacus. You remember the movie Clueless when she goes Spartacus? Anyway, Spartacus, Blood and Sand, it's going to be an amazing series. Tamara, it's going to be like an orgy for you, because it's just, wait till you see it. But I got to bring that up. What else do I want to bring up? Speaking of heat and hot and all these things going on, you know our dear friend Vanessa Noel?
Oh, yes. Love her.
Well, she's hosting an amazing party called Jamaica Irie and has joined Janessa. Good night, Tamara. Thank you all for tuning in. I'm exhausted. It's for Vanessa Noel, and it's a cocktail party, and it's coming up Wednesday, January 27th. So email Vanessa Noel for more information on that Jamaican Irie party in New York. It's going to get warm. Now, I'm bringing up Vanessa to you because it was at one of her parties, because they're the best parties in New York, at her shoe store, at her boutique, where I met Colby Cole, who's going to be our guest tonight. And Colby Cole performed. You know who he is, everybody. Check him out. He's on MySpace. And Colby Cole did his performance there. We're psyched to have him on. He's going to be on in just a little bit. He's going to be right here in the studio at LA Talk Radios. We've got some songs of his. You know, Boy George discovered him. We've got Boy George's new song coming out, Amazing Grace. We're going to play that tonight. We've got Kobe's songs, a ballad, a dance track, ballads. The guy's awesome. So I can't wait to interview him. It's going to be fun. But so Vanessa, you know, she hosts these amazing parties and she discovers like all these amazing people.
Mm.
So you got to make it out here.
You know, seriously, I am. Nantucket, here I come.
Not even Nantucket, even to New York, because her store is right in New York.
That's true, too.
And get yourself some shoes. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I know. I love when she updates us on the latest styles in that. I want to get me some of those boots that go past my knees.
Get yourself $25,000 and you can have them boots, girl.
Ooh, is that how much it is? $25,000?
The crocodile ones are $25,000, but worth every penny.
I think I need two pair.
Oh, get them.
A black one and a brown one.
And she's got both of them ready for you right now.
I bet she does.
But now let's, you know, last week we did the show on the whole 10 years in review, decade in review.
Yeah.
But 2009 is over. We're in a new decade. I think 2009 was going to be the preparation for this year for all of us to do what we're supposed to do. What do you think?
I do too, Max. I'm telling you, I think 2009 was such a great year of completion for projects that have been pushing their way through and just, you know, really gaining a momentum and a synergy. And I think 2010 is really going to be the unfolding and the manifestation of everything that we've worked so hard in putting together. It's just going to be a time of reflection and celebration. And I think this year I get to meet you face to face. That's what I'm excited about.
All right, now people who, for all of you don't know, you know, I'm on the East Coast, and when I'm in the West, when I've been in the studio, Tamara travels so much. We've missed each other by an airplane, by a flight. Tamara, we can't meet each other in the studio. Tamara and I have never met. She holds down the West Coast studio. I hold down the East Coast studio. We come together and we have an amazing synergy and show. Nonetheless, we've never met. So that's going to happen this week, because I can't believe that you and I co-host a show for almost a year now and we've never met.
I know, love. Our anniversary's coming up.
It is coming up. My birthday's coming up.
Woo! I love your birthday.
My 31st birthday. Plus, you know, there's just a bunch of things happening. The vodka is doing really well. Selling the shit out of it. Horseneck.com. Horseneck.com. Oscar's the Monaco vodka. Yes. We got some money in for the restaurant.
Yes. Praise God.
I have an amazing job opportunity right now where I might be a judge for a fantastic TV show. And I'll let you know more all about that as it unfolds. And then the Oscars coming up. Fashion News Live. Get ready, because New York Fashion Week is coming up. I'm going to be covering that. Fashionnewslive.com with our buddy Rocco. But nonetheless, Tamara, and you've got your vibrator coming out. You're opening up your resort. We're doing a lot this year.
And Emerald Echo, the story, the children's book that comes out, I'm looking at around February 14th. It'll be ready.
For my birthday.
Yes.
Perfect. Well, you know what? Colby's in the studio. We got to pull his mic up because we're excited that he's here. Aren't you excited that he's here? We're going to have some good music.
I'm ecstatic.
All January, we're going to have, all month, we're going to have music. Hey, Kobe, what's going on?
Can you hear me?
With Max and friends.
Kobe,
we got you. Your mic is up.
Welcome.
I'm ready to go.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Well, we're so happy you're here.
Oh, I'm glad to be here. Are you kidding?
Now, Kobe and I met through Vanessa Noel.
Yeah, she's a beautiful, fantastic woman. Gorgeous shoes. She's a fantastic talent. I was blown away by her boutique. It's a stunning sight.
You know, and Tamara wants those $24,000 crocodile stretch boots.
Well, I think those vibrators and those children books are going to sell like hotcakes, and you'll be able to afford them very soon.
Oh, I like your prediction. God love you, Kobe.
I predict good things for everybody in 2010.
You and Maria Papapetros, this is our year to make things happen.
That's right. Not only a singer, but a psychic.
But everything, but a psychic, right, Tamara?
Well, you know.
Yes.
Now, Kobe, why don't you tell us about, you know, I saw you, so it's fantastic, but why don't you tell us about who you are and your MySpace page and where people can find you?
Yeah.
Well, I think the best way to see me is to go to YouTube and press COBYKOEHL2, and all my videos will come up, you know. To see it is to really believe it, I guess, you know. I'm a singer from New York. I've been singing my whole life, and I was lucky enough to have Boy George discover me on the internet on Facebook. And, you know, dreams do come true after all, you know.
Wow. And now, dream bigger. What's your next dream?
Well, you know, you gotta think about it and let it happen. You can't reveal all your dreams or they don't come true, you know.
That's
right. You gotta keep those close.
I've heard that.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
I could not agree more.
Yeah.
Now, you've got a song coming out real soon.
Yes.
Tell us about the song.
Well, it's called Motherfucker. It's a dance song. A friend of mine, my best friend in the entire world, we've been writing songs together since we were kids. His name is Sean Dibble. He wrote this song called Motherfucker. Mm-hmm. And I've been singing it with my band for years, but I decided, you know, this would be a really cute dance song. And I went into the studio and did a vocal on it, and it's taken a while for us to get mixes from it, but it's coming out finally on iTunes.
All right,
and
but
it's
you
exciting.
Know, that's going to be exciting, and we're going to play that in just, not yet, we're going to play that after, because I want to do your, you sent me a song, and that's a song that I just really love, and I think it really explains who you are as an artist, your voice, mm-hmm. your range, your talent. It's a
Thank
live
you.
Mix of a fantastic song called Tom Thumb, Tom Thumb.
Tom Thumb Blues, yes.
Tom Thumb Blues. Explain Tom Thumb Blues to us, and what inspired you?
Well, you know, I rehearsed with my band, and sometimes we record our rehearsals. And, you know, some of those takes are the best. You can't really recreate that moment when there's magic in the room. So it's really amazing. Some of those things that you record end up being really precious to you because you listen to them and you learn from them and you try to replicate it the next time. You know, you always aspire to be better. But so I ended up getting this recording and video on YouTube, and the response has been amazing. You know, it's live. There's no, you know, I
unplugged.
Added some echo.
All right.
It's unplugged. It's totally raw. You know, I added some echoes and some sections just to give it some flavor, some, you know, texture. But pretty much it's just a mic and a raw band. So,
wow.
And it's a beautiful song written by Bob Dylan in 1965. And I love it.
I love it, too. So you know what, Ronan? Actually, why don't we have everyone who's listening to LA Talk Radio, Max and Friends tonight, love it, too? Because we actually have it here tonight. Tom Thumb Blues on Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. Ronan, pull it up and let's let everyone hear what we're talking about, the excitement.
Thank you so much. Group. Enjoy it.
Absolutely. Let's get it going.
When you're lost in Juarez, and it's Easter time too, and your negativity and gravity fails you, and your belly pulling through. Don't put on any airs when you're down on New Morn, gather new. They've got some hungry women there, and man, they'll really make a mess out of you. If you see Saint Annie, tell her thanks a lot. I cannot move, and my fingers are all in a knot. And I haven't got the strength to get up and take another shot. And my best friend, the doctor, won't even say what it is that I've got. Peasants call her the goddess of gloom. she speaks good English, and she invites you up into her room. But you're so kind and careful not to go to her too soon. She then steals your voice and leaves you howling at the moon. It's either fortune or fame. You can take one or the other, though either of them are to be what they claim. And if you're looking to get silly, better go back to from where you came. Because the cops don't need you, and man, they expect the same.
Wow. Kobe, you know, there's really a depth of emotion that comes through with your music. It's conversational, too.
I appreciate that.
And that was Tom Thumb Blues by Kobe Cole here on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. A fantastic song. Now, the entirety of that song, is that on your MySpace page? Because that's like a 5.5 minute song. Fantastic.
No, it is. But I think you cut it off at the right perfect time. Thank you so much. That was great. Great mixing.
Well, speaking of mixing, you know, we want to get to your dance song, motherfucker, because people are, that's one of my favorite words, motherfucker. What about you, Tamara?
Absolutely, motherfucker.
I think everyone says it, you know, everyone says it, and it's a universal word. It's one of my favorite words myself, actually.
It is.
Yes, and you know, it's so subtly put in with the song, so it's not like, you know, I mean, it's like you got to really, like, listen for it, I think, too. So
wait, because we're going to hear it, but before we get there, we've got a caller, so caller, bring them on. You're live on Max and Friends. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lily from Florida, and I just wanted to call in to say hi.
Oh, is this my niece, Lily, from Florida at 11:30 at night calling the studio?
Yes.
Well, Lily, say hi to Kobe.
Hi, Kobe.
Kobe.
Hi, Lily. How are you?
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Good.
All right, well, Lily, we're going to do our interview. Do you have anything to say to all my listeners tonight?
No, not really. Just I'm having fun in Florida.
Well, that's good.
Oh, good.
And you have a good night.
Thank you.
Hey, Lily.
Okay. Nice meeting you.
Hey, Lily, why don't you show Kobe how you sing? How do you know? How does Max and Friends go?
Max and Friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. He's got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. Not afraid of any topic, from textile to gossip. Listening to hear what Max is dishing. LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
That was beautiful.
I love you.
I wish I could clap, but then I'd have to drop the phone. That was beautiful.
Bye,
Lily.
Oh,
that was really amazing.
And she is 8 years old. How cute is she?
Very cute.
Oh my
Christ.
God. She is so happy she's in Florida and calling friends. But so listen, Kobe. So now that song that you just sang, though, you know, what's fascinating about you is your vocal range, because when I saw you at Vanessa's, you have like such a range in your voice.
Thank you.
Now, how long have you studied like music for and singing and vocals?
I really think that, you know, I've been singing since the day I was born. I mean, but that's basically how the story goes, you know? I've never really done anything else. So, you know, it's something that I've really worked hard on. It's something that gives me a lot of joy. It's something that I'm good at, you know, and that's what I live for. I live to sing. It gives me joy. And we have to do what we love to be happy as people, I think, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I don't know what else to say about it. You know, I've been doing it forever.
And you love doing it, right?
I do. It really fulfills me in incredible ways, like in ways that other things can't. You know what I mean? It's what I do. It's what I need to do to live. It's my Prozac, and it's free. You know what
wow.
I mean? It keeps me balanced. It relaxes me. When I need comfort, I sing.
Mm.
It's a good thing to have for me because it's my savior in a way. So I don't know how else to explain it. It's my joy. It's my comfort zone.
Wow. And you know what? That is, you're like a savior for so many people that vicariously live through you because so many people don't live their passion. And so let's just bring it up, this motherfucker, and everybody just feel the love of the motherfucker.
Enjoy it.
So let's
go
get
ahead,
it going.
Roman. Bring it up.
Wanna be a fan, be a fan, be a fan. Wanna be a fan, be a fan, be a fan. Wanna be a fan, be a fan, be a fan.
With me, put your trust in him. While he stepped out with his ex, he left you at home, all alone in a space.
Wanna be a player, but you ain't shit. Wanna be a baller, but you ain't shit.
The only thing to redeem is your big dick. You tried to be a rapper, but you ain't shit. And now I've won your prize, and it's all mine. I'm living the life that you stood up at, and you're not so bad. And it's by my baby, and it's all the lies.
Slow down, motherfucker, coming for me. Stay in gas, motherfucker, check it for me. Suit up, motherfucker, try. Slow down, motherfucker, coming for me. Stay gas, motherfucker, check it for me. Two time, motherfucker, try to free. Go down, motherfucker, got nothing on me. Slow down, motherfucker, coming for me. Stay gas, motherfucker, check it for me. Two time, motherfucker, try to free. Go down, motherfucker, got nothing on me. Slow down, motherfucker, coming for me. Stay gas, motherfucker, check it for me. Two time, motherfucker, try to free. Go down.
It's definitely a shake your motherfucking ass song. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you know. You know what, Tamara? Tamara, last week we were talking about that that you have for your vibrator to stick it in the phone or whatever your iPod with the song. Could you imagine what you would go through if you stuck your vibrator to play along that?
Oh Lord.
I would. Praise God. Absolutely.
You know, whatever. whatever way you connect to the music, you know what I'm saying? You know, if that's how you
that's
feel.
That's a true connection, but I was dancing my ass off up in the studio just now, Tamara, motherfucker.
Listen, people really love the song. They connect to it, and, you know, it's a blessing when people want to play your record and dance to it, you know, and give other people joy by dancing. Can't ask for nothing better than that, you know?
And with one of my favorite words.
And it's available January 21st.
Plug
yeah,
it. Where's
on
it available?
ITunes. I am, motherfucker, on iTunes.
That is awesome. You know, who needs therapy when you got music like this?
Listen, I'm telling you, it's, you know, that's an aggression song about him being a little aggressive. You know, it's very different than Tom Thumb Blues. So, you know, there's different sides of Kobe Cole.
Absolutely.
Now, what would you say is the side that you prefer the most?
Well, listen, everybody likes to go out and dance, but, you know, for me, really, it's about being a great songwriter and a great performer. You know, I'm very inspired by people like Nina Simone and Jeff Buckley and, of course, Boy George. You know, people who are really great. You know, I think that, you know, Dylan is an incredible writer. So I want to, if I'm able, I want to write songs that are great and have something important to say, you know. I want to leave a mark with something important, you know. Everybody does who's an artist wants to leave some kind of mark, I think.
Absolutely.
Yes, I'm telling you.
I remember the 80s were my time, and I remember Boy George was my man. Every time I had a nanny who brought us out to Boy George, it was the best thing ever. We've got a caller. Call, you're live on Max and Friends. Who's this, and where are you calling from?
Pittsburgh.
Hi, who's this?
Janae.
Do you mind just lowering your radio in the background?
Turning it down?
Yep.
Turn it down, please. Okay. Somebody's turning it down.
Thanks. And how are you tonight?
I am wonderful. How are you tonight?
Good. We're glad you're calling into Max and Friends. Have you listened to the show?
This is the first time. I heard Toby was going to be on, so hey.
Thank you.
Yep. Toby,
what's your name?
Janae.
Oh, hi.
Don't I
know you? It's you. Oh. Isn't it nice when people support you and they call the radio show that you're going to be on? I think that's amazing. Thank you so much.
That's the best.
Oh, honey, you know I listen to you. You are my favorite. You and Boy George.
I'm very, very blessed. You know, I never met her, and she drove in from Pittsburgh to drive in to see one of my shows in New York City. And, I mean, that's like how many hours drive? I think that's incredible.
10 hours. Yeah,
you know, you made my night. That was really amazing. Thank you so much. And I get to say it now, and everyone gets to hear how grateful I am to you for that drive. My best friend drives for many hours, but I know him for 30 years. You I didn't know, and you drove, and I'm really grateful to you for that. Thank you.
Oh, honey, it was worth every moment of it. Every moment of the drive, I would do it. In fact, I'm ready to do it again. You need to let me know where you're playing, honey.
Well, don't you worry. I'm working on it. Thank you so much. So what's your question?
Do you have a question? Do you have a question for Kobe?
Oh, no. My question was, where are you playing next? Because I have a group of people coming up from Pittsburgh.
Well, the truth is, I'm going to be going to the UK to work on my project, which is recording with Boy George, who's going to be producing my next album. And
I heard you're going next week.
Well, I was supposed to, but, you know, we got to close, you know, take care of certain things in New York before I can just go. So, you know, odds and end things, but yes, I'm definitely going and working on the album and going on tour. I'm going to be his opening act in April in the UK, which how amazing is that? I get to be his opening act. I would just carry his luggage if he wanted, but, you know, I get to sing with him. No, I mean, I get to sing with him, and, you know, that's incredible to me. Please pinch me right now.
I think it's wonderful. I think I'm going to have to make a trip over to the UK.
Well, I hope you can make it.
All right, Janae. Well, listen, have a great night, and thanks so much for calling into Max and Friends.
Good night. Thank you for calling.
I love you. You know I love you.
I love
Bye.
You, too. Thank you so much. Bye.
Kobe, I just love your humility. I love your heart. I love how grateful you are for the goodness that's coming your way. It's beautiful.
I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Well, you can't take good things like this for granted. You know, they don't come very often. And when they come, you know, it's unbelievable, and you hope for the best and, you know, go for the ride. But, you know, it's been the most incredible 6 months of my life, and there's just so much hope and bright future for me right now. And it feels really good to be on this on this plane. So I'm enjoying it, and I'm so grateful for you guys for having me on. I mean, this is great. Mm-hmm. This is a highlight for me. I've never been on a radio show, so you'll always be my first.
Aw, that's awesome.
Well, we're glad you lost your virginity here to Max and Friends.
Yes, right. And there were no vibrators used.
Not yet,
no,
right, Tamara?
No, but hopefully there was enough lube for you to feel really, comfortable.
Oh, you're going to need it.
Oh, wow. All right. You know what? I told everyone we're going to have Boy George and Amazing Grace out tonight. We need Amazing Grace pretty soon.
Yes.
That's where this
well, let me just say that this is coming out on March 22nd. And it's really a beautiful song, and I'm so proud to be able to introduce it to you guys. It's called Amazing Grace by the amazing Boy George, and please play it and play it and play it again.
You know what? Let's get Amazing Grace going by Boy George. That's coming out. When is
gorgeous.
That going to be released, Kobe?
It's going to be released March 22nd.
March 22nd. We got it here first on Max and Friends, only on LA Talk Radio. Boy George, Amazing Grace. Ronan, pull it up.
Какие уж маркады ж нас
by Boy George on Max and Friends right here on LA Talk Radio. Kobe, man, thanks so much for bringing that over to us.
Isn't that gorgeous? It's breathtaking. I love it so much.
It's amazing. We've had some great songs.
You know, I have to tell you, there are days that I wake up in the morning and before I get out of bed, I'm already singing it in my head. And seriously, I'm not lying to you. it just rings in the head constantly, and I'm madly in love with it. And I love all the different elements. He's always bringing other elements, other cultures into his music, and it's just really beautiful.
Listen, I grew up with Boy George. That was my music back in the day.
Yeah, well, listen, he's written a lot of great songs after Culture Club. He's one of the best songwriters, I think, that are alive today. If you go to YouTube and look up Boy George, you can hear all of the amazing stuff that he's done.
We've got a caller, so let's take that caller real quick, and then we'll talk about Boy George. Caller, you're live on Max and Friends. Who's this, and where are you calling from?
This is Janae, Max and Friends.
Oh, we have another Janae calling.
Okay,
hey,
Janae. How are you? This is the real Janae.
What's up, Janae?
I'm just calling to say Fashion Forward is going hard this year.
What? I didn't hear that, I'm sorry.
Janae just braided my hair. So
how does it look?
It looks fly. She has a company called Fashion Forward. She braided my size, did her thing. She's amazing.
I wish I had hair for you to braid.
Janae's a stylist, so she could dress you.
Oh, okay. Well, send me your card, sweetie.
I'll give it to you.
I sure will.
Well, thank
Kobe,
you.
Kobe, that's one good thing is you don't have to do your hair. So that's
I'll
great
tell
for
you,
me.
You know, I used to be obsessed with my hair because, you know, from the 80s, it's all about the hair. But let me tell you, I save so much money not getting hair because I shave it off myself, you know. God gives you what you need.
All right, Janae. Well, Janae, thanks so much for calling in. You got anything else you want to say?
No, just that I love you. Bye.
Love you too.
Nice
Bye,
meeting
Janae.
You. Good luck.
Bye.
You see? You tell a person that does your hair to call on their radio show, you know they're going to Fashion Forward.
Yeah, but I think that's wonderful that you're so generous.
Janae Poindexter.
Friend.
That's right. Janae Poindexter. She's
I love
trouble.
The name.
The girl, she's a fierce style designer. She does everything. She's a jack of all trades and a master.
And you know, I've seen pictures of you and stuff. You're always slamming fierce fashions. And I love your little, don't you have an ivory necklace that I told you that was really beautiful?
Yeah, do my thing.
Yeah, you see, I have a good memory. Yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
So now what's next for you, Kobe Cole?
Listen, it's been such a whirlwind. I'm not even sure at this point. I mean, I know that in the future holds that I'm going to be blessed enough to be in the studio with Boy George writing and producing. And I'm going to be privileged enough to be able to be his opening act on his tour in April. So, I mean, you can't ask for more than that. I mean, it's just beyond anything that I've ever dreamed of, you know?
Wow.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, you know what's really cool is you're such an inspiration for all of us just listening to you, because really you're such a beautiful example of keeping with doing what you love. You know, when you really are acting and you're singing and you're doing your thing from the heart, I mean, there's this kind of stuff that follows that. Now you've got Boy George and you're going on tour. We're going to see you, you know, up there on the stage. And that Janae is just one of many that are going to be following you. And what's beautiful
is... We're following him.
Yeah, Max always says
you.
This. He says what you're looking for is looking for you. And, you know, it's beautiful.
It's not always easy, and there are many times you want to give up, but you really have to, you know, what fuels you and what gives you joy in life is really what you love, don't you think? I mean, even if you do it on the weekends.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And we got to say hi. We just got a text message from our boy, Tony Sweet. He's got a call. He's got a show here. But we got a caller. Call your live. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hey, Max, it's Tony.
Hey, Tony, what's going on?
Not much.
You tuning into Max and Friends tonight on LA Talk Radio?
I sure am. I'm another virgin.
Ooh, well, we got lots of lube.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. I'm enjoying it.
Cool. Well, we thank you so much for calling in. Do you have a question for Kobe?
I just that song that he wrote, and I mean that's really funny. It's a good song.
Well, which one? The motherfucker song?
Yeah.
Well, I
don't even want to say it.
I didn't write it. My songwriting partner Sean Dibble wrote it.
Oh, but he did.
Yeah, he wrote a beautiful song. He really did. People love it. And I sing it with my band in a very funk arrangement. And I usually have to sing it twice in my show. It brings the house down. It really does.
Well, I know. I was dancing myself.
Well, thanks. I'm glad you like it. You can always play it when you're mad at your husband or your boyfriend. You don't have to scream at him. Just play it.
Oh, there's a lot of people I would love to play that song for.
There you go. Music is the best
Very
expression.
Good. Good luck to you.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate you calling, and thank you for
calling.
Thanks for
calling. Hey,
and
welcome. Tony, John says hi.
Oh, tell him I said hi, too.
We just got a text, so there you go. Have a good night.
Have a good
too.
Night. Nice meeting you.
Bye-bye.
We're interactive here, our Max and Friends. But Kobe,
yo, you got nice friends, Max.
We got good listeners. We got good listeners. So, Kobe, people can find you where?
Okay, well, for personally, I think Facebook. But I think the best way to really see what I do and is to go to YouTube because, it's you know, a lot of it's live. A lot of my videos are...
Kobe Cole.
You know, Kobe Cole, C-O-B-Y-K-O-E-H-L.
Google him because, you know what, you Google you and everything pulls up. Google Kobe Cole.
I know. It's kind of scary. I'm amazed by it. But, yeah, Google
me. It's only going to get better.
Thank you so much, man. You're amazing for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Well, we are so glad that you made it here tonight and that you're in the studio on Max and Friends and that you gave us an amazing array of music tonight between you and Boy George. We rocked it out tonight.
Well, listen.
And I got to tell you, Kobe, you inspired me here because this month we're going to do a whole month of music. So we've got artists coming
up
all month. Because what?
That's amazing.
I mean, you know,
listen, I know a lot of amazing musicians who would really impress you. I know so many talented people who deserve great opportunities, you know. And if you need any great talent, you just let me know. I got millions of talented friends.
Well, we are here, so as long as we're here, we will take them.
Awesome.
And my friend Jackie is listening, and she just started listening. She said the first word I heard was motherfucker, because you know you're listening to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Hey, Jackie, that was a text message I just got from her. So, Kobe, when you get your next dates coming up, we want to know about it so I can promote them here on the show on Max and Friends.
They're going to be in England for the first couple of dates. You know?
We are international.
Oh, holy crap. You are so fierce.
We've got people. We have callers in Canada, Dubai, Jamaica, all over the world. Costa
and
Rica.
I will sing in all those places if I have to.
And wherever you go, that's where we're going to let people know you're there.
Awesome. That's amazing. I couldn't ask for anything better, man.
All right, Kobe Cole. Well, thank you so much for coming out.
Thank you. Thank you. May all your dreams come true in 2010, you guys.
You know what? And your dreams are coming true, so keep on going.
Thank you. God bless and have a great night.
You too. Be blessed, my friend.
Thank you for your beautiful heart, Kobe.
Thank you so much. You're very kind. And good luck with the vibrators and the storybooks.
Thank you.
Bye. Good night.
Be in touch, Kobe. That was Kobe Cole, everyone. Tamara, didn't I tell you he was a fantastic person? Let's divide the music from the person. As a spirit, as a soul, he's an amazing person.
What a jewel.
Don't you just feel, like, feel his love?
Absolutely. And the humility of his spirit is just so refreshing. You know, I mean, he just really is, he's a walking gratitude. And boy, more things come to people that are open like that. And that was just very inspiring.
And then, of course, we had Boy George, Amazing Grace.
Oh, you know, I am so glad I got a chance to hear that even before the show and then during the show, because what a message, what an evolution Boy George has come to with his music.
And he's in UK right now. He's taping a show over there. I think it's like UK Big Brother or something to that effect. But so unfortunately, he was going to call in tonight, but I'm sure that he's getting his sleep on because there is the time difference. But we'll have him on. I'm not worried. He'll come on with Kobe again. We'll have a whole nother inner circle of Max's friends.
Yes, there you go.
You know.
Wow. And look at him even giving back now as he is probably looking to mentor, you know, someone who's coming up behind him. And how sweet that he would just, you know, have that connection with Kobe and take him under his wing and say, come on over to the UK. We're doing this.
Right.
I mean,
so
that's
cool.
That's how it happens.
All right. Well, I've got to talk about some things. Speaking of happening things this week in New York. New York, I love living in New York, Tam. I really got to tell you. It's really it's my favorite city in the world.
Yeah.
But in New York, we have the Manhattan Repertory Theater Winterfest 2010. There's a play called Throwing Ice Cubes at the Sun. It's Wednesday, January 13th, Thursday the 14th, and Friday the 15th at 7 p.m. For tickets, call 646-329-6588. $20 at the Manhattan Repertory Theater on 303 West 42nd Street, 3rd floor. ManhattanRep.com is the place you want to go to find out more information. The one that you want to see is Throwing Ice Cubes at the Sun. Our friend Anthony, who he works with Shaquita Monday nights. So he's in that place. So we're going to go see that. And then there's some other plays, Jasper the Whale, and just a whole bunch of things going on. G.I. Joe Jared, a real play by, they've got so much going on. So check out the Winterfest 2010 at ManhattanRep.com.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There you go.
And you know what, Max? There was like a sleeper animation I just saw. Have you heard of Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs?
I have an 8-year-old niece.
Oh,
so yes, I have heard that.
Oh, have you seen it?
I have not yet, no.
Max, it's incredible. I encourage you and all of our listeners to watch that Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. It's got a beautiful message and story in there that is just heartwarming.
Cool.
The guy's
look
like
at you, Tamara, with all the knowledge we got going on. And, you know, we're going to have, speaking of what's going on for Max and Friends, you know, we got our buddy Wayne Scott Lucas. He's going to be coming on every Sunday. We're going to try to get him on every Sunday to talk about his week in review and hot topics, because Tamara, you know that's going to be off the hook.
Ah, awesome.
So that we're going to probably start that next week, and he's going to open up the show with Wayne's World, basically, because he is one of our friends here at Max and Friends. Check him out on the website, latalkradio.com. Go to Max and Friends, click on the page there, scroll down, and read all my wonderful friends that I have on the show. Maria Papa Petros, of course, we love her. And Wayne Scott Lucas, and of course, Tamara Bowman, and the list goes on and on and on and on. And we've got, you know, John DeGrazio coming on the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And you know who Tony was? That was his mom calling in.
Oh.
You see? So
very cool.
We get him hooked. You know what I'm talking
about? Oh, that is so neat. That is really great.
So, Tamara, what's up? What's going on with you? Now we have just you and me time, because Kobe was such an amazing guy, and I'm so glad that we had him on tonight. And now we have 2 minutes for you and me, kids. So what's up?
Now we got Max and Tamara time. I love that, you know, because we have that after the show. What's up, motherfucker? We need to let our listeners in on our little private time that we even have after the show. You know what would be really fun is if we kept taping. People want to listen. You know how we are even after the
Max and Friends after the show.
Yes, unplugged.
Yeah. Right. We already are uncensored, so there's no point in saying uncensored, right?
It's true. You know, what's funny is the caller, she didn't want to say the name of the song.
Oh, that was so cute, right, motherfucker?
And then we go, oh, motherfucker? And they go, yeah, I didn't want to say it.
Right? But you know what's funny? Like, could you imagine if you and I, like, you know, I'm like Howard and you're like my girl. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The Howard Stern show.
Yeah,
but could you imagine if we, we would be arrested, sued, fined, put in jail. I mean,
it's
Lord
true.
Have mercy.
This
my friend
is
Jackie
authentic.
My friend Jackie wants me to call her after the show, Tamara.
Oh, I bet.
See, I'm already cheating on you, Tamara, after the show.
Oh, man. See how you are?
But I love my T-Mobile. T-Mobile keeps me going. You know what I mean? Oh, speaking of going, you know, we've got some advertising on Max and Friends. So if you want to advertise here on Max and Friends, email me, max@maxsucci.com. And we promise to clean it up. We're going to clean up our act for your ad. But no, seriously, we've got some great rates going on right now. We would love to advertise your product, your company, whatever you want us to talk about here on Max and Friends, because we've got so many listeners. Is it okay to boast for a minute? We do.
Yes.
We do. We're cool here.
And we love to promote products,
anything,
people, anything.
Right? Yeah. We promote everything from toys that look like STDs to airlines to manicurists to stylists to musicians to shoe designers to Max's favorite things. I mean, we cover it all. Water, dream water.
Yeah.
Damn, we got it going on.
You know, Vanessa Noel's shoes.
Everybody, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Fashion forward. But so what do you got planned for the week?
Oh my goodness. I have so much planned for this week. You know what, Max? I've got a huge presentation I'm giving to a guy out of Brazil, because we may be building our first resort in Brazil in time for the 2012 Olympics.
Girl, you're going to buy 40 pairs of those $25,000 Vanessa Noel boots.
Oh, don't you know it? I'm already feeling it. See, I'm already, you know, I'm manifesting it. I'm already picturing them on my legs.
All right. So you got a busy month coming ahead. You know, I got to let everyone know, Bravo's announcing Top Chef Just Desserts on Bravo TV. So check out their website, bravo.com, because that's going to be a fantastic show.
Oh, my gosh. And Max, you may be on TV here being a judge for desserts.
I know. So we got to keep our fingers crossed and hope for the best.
Absolutely. You'd be ideal.
Right? I think
you
so.
Are, Oh, coming from the whole restaurant background, Mr. Man,
And honesty, and my honesty, right?
Oh, hello. That's right. You're like the Simon of desserts.
Right? Of food, like, right?
Of food, yeah. You'll be able to say, yeah, this is a good thing or it's not. Yeah,
right, we'll keep it real. So hopefully, yeah, but check them out. Bravo's got their show coming out, and I would love to be the judge. So Hillary, make it happen. Everybody over there at Bravo, make it happen for me. Oh, shit, we got to wrap up the show.
No.
Man, I know. My quote of the week is from Voltaire. Think for yourself and let others enjoy the privilege to do so, too.
Ooh.
Like that?
Mmm.
I'll say it one more time. Think for yourself and let others enjoy the privilege to do so, too. Voltaire. That's my boy.
Yes, I love that.
All right, Tamara Bowman. Well, we've got to wrap it up. So everyone, speaking of wrapping up, have safe sex and wrap it up.
Wrap it up. No glove, no love.
That's right. And speaking of Who's Who in America 2010,
mm-hmm.
Go buy the book. It's $710 and I'm in it.
Oh, excellent.
Go wrap that book up under the tree. Christmas is over. No, but seriously, guys, safe sex, wrap it up. We got to wrap up Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. Tamara, I'm going to talk to you after the show for just a minute. Because I got to go get my Sunday because I want to get my munch and I'm a little hungry. But I love you, Tamara Bowman, and I thank you so much for being on with me tonight. And stay tuned for Wayne Scott Lucas with his Week in Reviews coming up on Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. Stay tuned this January because we've got Max and Friends Music Month here on LA Talk Radio. We all want you to tune in, have fun, call in, be part of the show. And have a great week, everyone. And Monday night, go see the Shaquita Show. She's got a performance tomorrow night at Bartini in New York. My voice is going, so that's just time to go. I love you, Tamara Bowman. Have a wonderful week. What do you want to tell
everybody,
Tamara?
I want to say, have an amazing week. Don't hold back and be courageous.
Be courageous and take life to the max, everyone. Ronan, wrap it up. We're out of here. Peace out, everybody.